The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the disciples in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Upon hearing the news that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, crowds came to welcome him with branches of palm tree. But normally, at this time of the year, Jerusalem is filled with many religious pilgrims coming to town for the Passover festival, which commemorates God's liberation of the Jews from Egyptian slavery. Just imagine the atmosphere. Do you remember when we have a parade here in Collierville? You know, decoration and lots of people from other town coming. It's still sort of similar. But then the Jerusalem's population grow more and more because people are coming. And it's, if there is anything that has happened for the entire year in that town, this is when it happens. So there's always expectation something really great is going to happen. But the Old Testament scriptures had already predicted this event many, many years before that day, of how Jesus was going to enter into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. And this is what was read to us today. "Behold, Zion, your king comes to you humble and riding on a donkey." In our Sunday school, we were talking about if a king was to come here, obviously you would use a helicopter or a limousine, but this time, a buggy would have been better, because the donkey is the very humblest form of transportation for the king you could think of. But also, Psalm 118 says, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And this we process also like we did today in the church to celebrate, to reenact that kind of a procession as well, of the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. But on the other hand, sadly, we will have the crucifixion almost at the end of the week. Two very opposite reactions. Of course, on one hand, there, yes, the king, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And then in the end of the week, crucify him, crucify him. We have no way of knowing if people who were there were also there in the crucifixion, but it shows how fickle the human heart is. We never really know. But my hope today is that we would take a look at our own reaction to Jesus' journey and ask Jesus to come and live in our hearts and transform our behaviors and lifestyles as we walk with him for the rest of this Holy Week, leading up to the joy of Easter morning. So will you walk with Jesus? So we are told that Jesus loved to go to this Mount of Olives. And I wanted to go to the Bible and research a little more about why all four evangelists all talk about Jesus would go and preach and preach and do this and do these miracles here, and then he would go to the Mount of Olives and say, what do you find there? What is it there? And I came to find out. The Mount of Olives is like what you would call today like a park. People go there and rest. And of course, there are trees of real trees of olives. As you know, that how they make olive oil, they crush the seed of the olives to make olive oil. Think about now what Jesus had been talking about weeks earlier, about how his life was going to be crushed. He was going to be killed by the scribes and Pharisees, and then, you know, and then rise 3 days later. So this place of the Mount of Olives was very significant in his life. And so now I want to draw our attention to the gate, the great entrance. Jesus was there now. Of course, they are going to celebrate they were saved, the Jews were saved during the time when they were in slavery. But still, at the great entrance, Jesus is, in real life, going to go to his death to save them. In the same way that God did save them in those days, hence what they were celebrating. So Jesus was right in the middle of it. And then that's when he tell them, now go get a young colt that has never been ridden before. And then they put on it, and then they started moving towards Jerusalem. How did he know? How did he know what to do? Jesus knows about everything about us, our aspirations, our ambitions, and every inch of our struggles. And the Lord knew the struggles of all those people who were there telling him, welcome, welcome. Perhaps they were having all kinds of expectations like, yes, this Messiah must come and overthrow the Roman political system. Or he would be the kind that will come and ease our pain from our bankruptcy, spiritual and financial. Or maybe we have a similar expectation today. What would you like God to do for you this coming week? Do you have an urgent need that you would like to tell God, this is my need, that you would bring before Jesus' feet? Do something for me this week. Don't miss the moment at the great entrance. Join in the procession and discover Jesus and walk with him. And of course, around the world, as we speak right now, they are all trying to process as well with Jesus in their hearts this coming Holy Week. And some of us would expect God to do something in our hearts. That's where I would like to be. And others are going to stand in the fringe, just like we do in Africa. When there is an event happening, everybody comes in and they are very curious to see. And others stand on the mountainside on the fringe. I'm a Turk. I'm not a Jew. So this does not concern me, and they stand in the fringe. And we are here to participate because Jesus is here for all of us, whether you are from Macedonia, whether you are from Greece, we are all the same, and Jesus came for all of us. And so I do not wish to be in the fringe at this point. And a lot of us this week will lay off our garment, put it on the ground for Jesus to pass through. We will strip ourselves of those thoughts that are not of God. We'll strip ourselves from all those things in our lives, ungodly talk, our impulses, everything, and place it under Jesus to pass through. So I want to encourage you to process spiritually with Jesus. Desire to unite with Jesus. Pray and push away all distraction that weigh down us, and lay everything under Jesus. So allow Jesus today. If there is one thing you'd like Jesus to teach you throughout this week, is to give you the form of love and sacrifice for your family. What is it that I can do for my family that shows that He loved me enough to die for me? So the time is now. Walk with Jesus. Honor Him all the way, in tough moments or in joyful moments. So walk with Jesus. Amen.